Hello, it's the light.
Is this Melissa?
Yes, this is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, this is Anthony Brown. How you doing?
Anthony Brown from Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Fantastic.
Well, look, we hear that you're doing a lot of great things over there in Maryland. New stuff coming up. And, of course, you know Marette Brown Clark?
Oh, yeah. That's mama right there.
Well, look, of course, we know you and everybody knows you here from your hit song, Testimony. This song's dedicated everyone.
Yeah.
I think everybody knows every word.
Go ahead, Melissa.
You know, everybody has a testimony song, but when yours came out, it was a little different, Anthony. You wrote that song.
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's so funny. That song was not on the record. Can you believe that? Like,
No.
I didn't even written it yet. God had not given me that song when I completed this record, so I thought. And I was sitting at home one day having one of those, like, discouraging moments. You know, we can just sometimes get to a point in our lives where we focus on the negative, you know, instead of all the good things.
Right.
I was having one of those days, and literally I heard God tell me, Anthony, what are you doing? Like, look back at my track record and see what I have done for you in the past. Have I ever messed up? Have I ever made a mistake? So I took out my pen just thinking about the victories that God had won on my behalf and started writing the words of that song. And before you know it, here comes Testimony.
Look at here, just out of your heart and out of your going through your testimony, and it's a wonderful hit. We absolutely still love the song. It's been out for a while, and we still love it. But you've got something else that's come out, and it's called What's Part of My Name. I think people think part of my name is water because I go by the name of Melissa Wade in the Water.
Right, yeah, Melissa Wade in the Water. Yeah, Water is my new single that I just released, and I'm so excited about it because at heart I am a woman. This song is literally just a sentiment of my heart. People ask me about the song all the time because they're like, what do you mean when you say your presence is water? Well, you know, I feel like everybody in life has to deal with something. You know what I mean? And we sometimes substitute dealing with the direct issue with the thirst, you know, of life. Like people just, they put in place things that are detrimental, that are harmful to deal with the thirst. Just, you know, your desire to have better, your desire to have more. And then I read a scripture in the Bible that says, where Jesus says, I am the living water. You know, if you drink of me, you'll never be thirsty again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that song comes from. Your presence for me, Lord, is like water. Come fill me, and then fill me again.
How's the transition been? I mean, you know, you're sitting there and you're talking about your songs, these hit songs you make, and you've wrote hit songs for many others, like Marette, It Ain't Over.
Yeah. Man, I wrote that song when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, I was just a teenager riding down the street with her in the car on the way to the pole with her. And I said, hey, Mama, I got a song in my heart that I think that you should sing. She said, let me hear it. I said, right now? She said, right now. So I just started speaking the words. I know the odds of that getting. You know, and it seems there's no way out. And I looked over at her, she was in tears. She said, yeah, that's for me. Save that for me. That's for me. Yeah.
So, Anthony, you were a teenager. So how old are you now?
I'm the ripe old age of 32.
Oh, the ripe old age, huh?
Yeah, no longer a teenager, but still young at heart. Man. Still got a heart for the young people. And I am who I am. God makes me a joyful. You know, youthful type of dude, and that's just how I am.
I was asking you, how's that transition been from being a writer to now being a vocal producer and, you know, you're singing and stuff?
Oh, man. Really? Nah, but it's been interesting. You know, I never really wanted to be in the limelight like that, especially being a writer and a vocal guy. I love working with people, you know, with vocals and pushing other people's passions and their dreams.
Right.
I loved being on stage with Marette. That was my heart. So.
Uh-huh.
I was content. I was happy. Anybody that knows God knows he'll never leave you in your place of content. He's always stretching you to a greater place.
And absolutely.
So when this happened, I came fighting and pissing because I was like, I don't want to be out there in the microphone. I can't sing like them. You know, I got this low baritone ramping voice. They don't want to hear me, but, you know, I'm happy to report that I was wrong. There was a market. There was somebody out there that wanted to sing.
We never, ever know what God has in store for us, do we, Anthony?
Oh, man, you're absolutely right.
The plan has. We've had all week these great big remotes because the tickets here that were free are gone for the McDonald's Inspiration Celebration Gospel Tour. And, you know, these people are trying to get these tickets however, wherever. So Friday, June 6th, you're going to be here with us at Wake Chapel Church.
Yeah, I cannot wait. I love North Carolina so much. And I mean, every time I come here, I get so much love. I think the nicest people in the world live in North Carolina. I actually want to move. No, Steve, don't tell nobody that.
But we've got some space. Yeah.
Listen, and they tell me the cost of living is better than where I'm at.
Probably so, Anthony.
I'm a North Carolina resident before it's all over, but I can't wait to meet everybody there in Wake Chapel. I'm excited. It's going to be great, so we're going to give you all the very best to be happy.
Well, fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing you and group therapy come on out. So before you get out of here, I know everybody's looking forward to seeing you and hearing you, and they can also click down right below and listen to the new song called Water. But tell everybody how they can stay in contact with you.
Yes, you can connect with me online, of course, on Facebook.com/AnthonyJBrown, on Instagram. If you're Instagram head, you can find me at AJBLive. That's AJBLIVE. And same thing on Twitter, AJBLive. AJBLIVE. It's me. Oh.
Gotcha. Anthony, thank you so much for your time. And we will see you again on Friday, June 6th at Wake Chapel Church. Until then, we're going to support you and continue to pray for you and your success. All right?
Please do. I appreciate you, Melissa. Thanks so much.